Tucker will only deal with some down-to-earth reporting spaces. Thus, the global motivation of what I will talk to you about is the following. The slots of the simple Shimura varieties that come in the work of Michael Harris and Richard Taylor, those are Shimura varieties associated to groups at the infinity of the following type. The slots that arrive have the following shape. Thus, what do we see? We see that whenever, here we've got the supersingular slot, that whenever we are not in the supersingular strata, we always have an étale slope. And thus, thanks to this, when we put a lot of level structure, different level, Dressel level structure, we can split the strata. This is what's called the Boyer streak, and which proves that the cohomology of the non-supersingular strata is parabolically induced. Thus, now if we look at the supersingular strata in the work of Harris and Taylor, it is zero-dimensional, and the tube over over a supersingular point is nothing else than a Lubin Tate space. Right. And thus, the main idea is that there should exist some type of overconvergence phenomena, which would imply that the splitting on the non-supersingular strata will overconverge over this tube. Thus, each strata will overconverge, in fact, on a part of the boundary of this tube. And when we look at all the strata, we will find at the end that it will converge over the whole boundary of the tube. This means that outside some compact ball. Okay, thus, I will give a local proof of this. This is the main point. Here are the notations. This pi k ok fq, which is small k, and you know what this means. I don't need to. Let's begin with what I call a generalized. This is a mild generalization. This is not very generalized canonical subgroup. Just let L be a finite extension of our the k is over QP of a finite extension. Just let L be a finite extension of K, and let F be a formal one-dimensional OK module over the integers of L. Thus, for me, this is a law of OK module. That of height, let's say A. Thus, quickly, I recall you that this means that F is nothing like that a power theory in two variables, which is a formal group law. And what else? We've got some mapping from OK, some ring morphism towards the ring of endomorphism of F, such that the action of on the Lie algebra is a canonical one. And the height n condition, which is simply the following. When one reduces mod p. Okay. Thus, let's say we got such an F over L. If one looks at the maximal ideal of the algebraic closure of L, this is equipped, thanks to this, with a structure of OK module. But in fact, it has more than this structure. There's a structure of a filtered OK module. That is to say, if I put, for some real number lambda, m sub lambda to be the set of elements that has valuation strictly greater than lambda. This is a submodule. But now I will look at the restriction of this filtration to the set to the set of torsion points. This is my goal. First, I recall you, before giving you the main definition, I recall you quickly. What does it mean to have height n on the generic fiber? This means this simply the following. This module of pk, p to the k torsion point is isomorphic to this. Okay, here is the main definition. Let's say we've got an integer I between 0 and n, and another integer k greater than 1. That's a sub OK module m inside this torsion point. I will say that it is canonical of level k and rank I if simply whenever I take some x which is not in M and some y inside M, the valuation of y is strictly greater than x, the one of x. And this is not finished. M is free of rank I. That is to say, it is a direct factor of this module. Okay, let's first some remarks about the definition. The first remark is the following, that there exists a classical notion of a canonical subgroup, which is corresponds to the case I equals to K equal 1, which is used by people who do, for example, overconvergent modular form, periodic modular forms, for elliptic curves, type of thing. And in fact, in this case, you can verify that in the definition, you can replace X by all points, all torsion points, which are not in M. This is because the set of the elements of the canonical subgroup minus zero all have the same valuation. A second remark is that if this canonical subgroup exists, it is unique. This is why we call it canonical. It means simply that whenever it exists, this is the q to the ik elements inside this, which has the greatest valuation. So this is canonical defined. And another remark, I will come to this later. Back, this is the existence of this type of canonical subgroup is equivalent to some breakpoints in the Newton polygon of this power theory, typification by P to the K. Okay, now, thanks to the fact that it is canonical, this subgroup is stable under the action of Galois of L bar over L. This defines, in fact, a sub-etal group scheme of the P to the K torsion point. And since we are over evaluation rings, it extends to a finite flat group scheme. And in fact, M extends to a truncated Barsetti-Tet group over OL of height I. Yes, I will come back at the end of my talk to this remark. And thus, if one looks at the isogeny associated by taking the question by the canonical subgroup, this hydrogen E deforms, you can verify that it deforms the following power of Frobenius. The classical case corresponds to deformation of the simply Frobenius. Okay. I will write you what it means concretely, what all of this. Thus, if you write, look at this power theory, in fact, it can be factorized as the following. F is a polynomial and G is invertible. This is a Weierstrass factorization, where F is simply T times the product of T minus alpha, where alpha is the set of torsion points, which are non-zero. And thus, if it exists a canonical subgroup, like in the definition here, F will split as a product of two polynomials, where F0 will be T times the product where alpha goes through the set of Q to the I K minus 1 root of highest valuation minus 0 of T minus alpha. And then the group scheme I just the Bartosky group is just simply M is simply the spectrum of OL of T minus divided by F0. Okay, this is concrete. And in fact, the isogeny phi phi here is simply as the following simple formula. Alpha goes through this. I don't write it. X minus alpha. And you can verify, thanks to this, that if I take some element which is not in M, the valuation of phi of X equals to the AK valuation of X. Okay. But now I will give a key proposition to what will follow, which will allow us to construct canonical subgroups by an induction process. Oh, yeah. The proposition is the following. The set M be a sub-OK module inside the P to the K torsion point. It is canonical of rank A and level K if and only if it exists a sequence isogenies. This isogenies such that for all the indices, care of phi j is canonical. Of rank I and level 1, so this is the point. We can construct them by induction from level 1 canonical subgroups, and for all the indices here between 0 and k, if I take some elements in the kernel of the composition. It is not the kernel of phi j. It is not a Petersian point. Okay, in the definition of a canonical subgroup, in fact, the both condition, the condition on the valuation and the condition on the freeness, are linked. We cannot separate them, here too, in this proposition. In the demonstration of proposition, you use both together. So the proof is by induction. It's not very difficult, but it's good to see it. Okay. But now let's come to the way, the main how I will use canonical subgroups. I will use them in families, the families of canonical subgroups. So we consider, okay, let's X be a formal scheme for the formal spectrum of the integer of K. But let's say formally of finite type. Okay, I do not suppose it is a p-adic formal scheme. It is not a finite type. And I consider F over X to be a formal one-dimensional OK module, divisible OK module. And to simplify, we suppose that the Lie algebra of F is trivial. And I fix an isomorphism of pointed formal scheme between F and the formal affine line over X. Okay. But now, thanks to this isomorphism here, if I take Y to be another formal scheme over X, and S a section of F over Y, one can define, and small y some point, some classical point in the generic fiber of Y. This is to say classical point, I mean a point in the maximal spectrum. This one can define what it means to be the evaluation of S evaluated in Y is the real number between 0 and 1. It is due to the fact that the generic fiber of this will become the open unit ball over the generic fiber of X. So you can define what it means to be this number. Okay, now let's suppose we've got some Drissel level structure of F over y, that is to say on f extended to y. Yes. And then we got the following proposition. I suppose that I have U, an open admissible subset inside the generic fiber of Y, such that whenever I take some point inside U, the specialization of F in Y, that F is a family of formal groups over the big X. That's when I get a point in Y, I can specialize it. So this is a formal group over OK bar as a canonical subgroup of level K and rank I. Then this canonical subgroup will split the rigid space U as in Boyer's trick. But this is on generic fiber. Okay. Then U is a disjoint union of some open subset U sub M. This is not a stratification, this is a real disjoint union in the sense that those are admissible subsets and their complementary is open admissible. That they are open closed in the sense of a rigid topology. And M goes through some module inside this that are free of rank I, and UM is a set of, at the level of points, it is a set of points inside U such that if when you look at eta that's specialized in Y, the level Dreyfus level structure, and you take the image of M, this is the canonical subgroup of F Y. The canonical subgroup of level K and rank I. Okay. So the demonstration is easy. Simply, you write UM of K bar. This is a set of points in U, such that for all S which are not in M, for all T in M, the evaluation of eta of T evaluated in Y is lower than this. It is simply the definition of the canonical subgroup. And then, when it intersects this condition with an affinoid domain, you find simply that it defines a rational domain. When you intersect with an affinoid domain. So you get to verify, in the definition of a rational domain, you get to verify that all the sections do not vanish together, but you can prove it using the conditions defining a differential level structure. And in fact, the proof of this proposition proves more. And I will use it at the end. But is the following. Let's say U is of the following form. It is the generic fiber of some formal scheme Z over Y. This is to say there is a morphism here, morphism that when you take the generic fiber, it induces the inclusion of U inside the generic fiber of Y. Then, after blowing up, let's say here we got some phi, this set of the ideal generated by this set of section after blowing up this, yes, we know that the rigid space splits, but in fact, after blowing up this, the integral model will split. V will split at the level of Zariski topology and not the rigid topology anymore. Z, the proper transform of Z, Z chain, is split inside on this. And I will use it, I hope, at the end. Okay, now let's come to the application to Lubin-Tate spaces. The ZID to apply this to Lubin-Tate spaces is the following. If you look at the Newton polygon of the multiplication by pi on Lubin-Tate spaces, on the boundary of Lubin-Tate spaces, this, this Newton polygon, we have a lot of breakpoints. Okay. There's a free notation. Let's recall that I note A for Lubin-Tate space in height n, the ring defining the limited space, and F over A is a universal formal okay module. And I recall you that one can normalize everything in such a way that the multiplication by pi has the following shape. To say, and this is one key point, that one can read the Newton polygon of the multiplication by pi on the position of x inside this periodic unit ball. So if I denote, I'll recall you quickly what the shape of the Newton polygon. X, the formal spectrum of A, and x underline a point in the rigid space. And for the x underline, I will denote f x underline the specialized formal OK module. OK, as I recall you, this is the story of your Newton polygon. This is the following. If you look, to compute the valuation of P torsion point, we do the following. You begin at 1 in 1, you finish at 0 in Q to the N. In Q to the I, you put V of X I, and you take the lower convex rule. I don't know, this may look like this. Okay, here we got some QTZJ, VXJ. Okay. And I will denote the slopes of this polygon by lambda 1, which is greater than lambda 2, lambda n. Thus, one of the problem now is that we know the Newton polygon of pi in function of the position of x bar in the limited space, but we don't know the Newton polygon of the multiplication by pi to the k. This is why the key proposition I gave you at the beginning is really a key proposition, because we will be able to construct a canonical subgroup by induction process. Just let me define you first what I call the level 1 strata. I fix some integer y between 1 and n. This level 1 strata will mean that I will define some open subset on which there exists a canonical subgroup of level 1. Okay. An easy, you make some drawings, and I let you convince that the lambda I is greater than the following quantity. And that lambda. Okay. You can give an estimation of on lambda one y plus 1, 2. This is easy. Let's say q to the I is here. V of xi is here. And here I have q to the I plus 1. The slope after will be smaller than at most this slope when V of xy plus 1 goes to 0 here. But you find when I have to do it quietly and not quickly as I do it, but verify. And thus, we want that there exists a breakpoint in the Newton polygon I draw before at q to the I. This is true if one writes this quantity is greater than this one. Yes. Okay. I'm not looking for necessary and sufficient conditions, and that's for manageable conditions, so that I can do some calculations. Okay, you do some calculations and you verify that, in fact, this defines you some set which is open admissible, u sub I, inside the open ball. This is the set of points, x bar, that verify x, y is greater than alpha I, and for all j is strictly smaller than I, get this type of inequality. For some constant, I do not write, which are between 0 and 1. Those are admissible open subsets, and you verify that if you take the union between 1 and n, the ui, if you take the complementary, this is what I mean to be stratification of the boundary of limited spaces. This is inside some compact ball. Okay. That's for example. Okay. This is a periodic ball, but this is a square. Get x1, x1, x2. That's when n equals 3. So you get this. So here you get u1. But u2 is a bit more complicated. It is rather like this. So if you verify that here, this is compact. So you've got a stratification of the boundary. Okay, this was the easy part. But now, let's go in a higher level. That's the mutation of the level. Here you've got a canonical subgroup of rank 1 and here of rank 2. Yes. In the intersection, you've got a flag of canonical subgroup. I've got all information. The Newton polygon is flat in some sense. It has not a lot of breakpoints. The segmentation of the label, I take some x bar inside the UI. I know, thanks to the calculation of before, that there exists some canonical subgroup of rank I. I denote it by Cx. And I denote phi the associated isogeny and in fact the quotient here is a point, another point in the limited space which I denote x prime. This. Now we want to apply the key proposition. We need the following two things. First, that is to say, we want by induction, we want to construct a canonical subgroup at level 2. That's we need that f, first thing that f x prime bar as a canonical subgroup c x prime of rank I and level 1. But we want more, as I told you. We want that the point we had are real torsion order 2 points. The following. We don't want to add new points that are p torsion points. We want to raise the level, really. Okay. That is to say, we want the c x prime bar is equal to the image by phi of the root of pi minus the constant alpha where alpha is non-zero inside the Kalso group at x, you know, zero. And thus, how can I can we do calculations with this? But in fact, we know the Newton polygon of this. The Newton polygon of this is the following. You take the Newton polygon of before, that is begins at 1, this is something like this, and you add a constant in the power series. Thus you put V of alpha here, and you take the convex rule. I don't know. Okay. You take another convex rule, and you take the Newton polygon of this. Thanks to this, what can prove the following lemma. But that to apply the key proposition, it suffices that the convex rule, the lower convex rule of Newton of pi f and zero lambda y, lambda I, so this is the smallest valuation of the element inside the Kalso group at x. As a breakpoint, at q to the I. It's only the proof is some drawing, not very difficult. Okay, and thus, one can write this condition, which is in the lemma, in some manageable way, that is to say, you can do some calculations, and one finds that it defines a subset of the same type as before. The same type as before, in which is here, over. That is to say, some of the following shape. Now, this is not finished, since we want to apply some induction process. Thanks to this, we can construct canonical subgroups of level 2, but we want to construct canonical subgroups of any level. Thus, we got to know now the new position of x prime bar, x prime, to apply by our induction process. Thus, we need an estimation of this position. And in fact, we can do it. Some estimation of the position of x prime inside the open ball. The way we do it is that we get an estimation of the slopes of the new of x prime bar to the pi, the pi torsion point of x prime bar, and thanks to this we can deduce an estimation of the position of x prime. Okay. Now, one iterates. And what do we find? We find the following. After applying some iterations, one finds some constants first. important for there are three indices that if u I k is a set of x bar such that the evaluation of x I is strictly smaller than this minus 1 and the evaluation for all j between. If this is a subset of the same shape as before, if we get some admissible open subset A, first it verifies that this is a descending set of chain of subsets. Secondly, you verify that the complementary is bounded, is compact. And of course, the mechanical subgroup condition I take a point inside this, F x bar as a canonical subgroup of level k and rank I. Okay. So how can one apply this to limited spaces? To the limited tower. Question of the limited tower. I prefer to consider the Rapoport-Zwick spaces, which is a disjoint union over Z of the limited tower. I denote them by M cup K M. The K M is a compact open subgroup. This is the identity plus P to the M. Mn of OK. You put a Grünfeld level structure of level M. We take the pullback of our subset U sub I K. Pullback via the transition morphism in the tower. To say when you forget the level structure. You obtain some open subset inside the Rapoport-Zwick space in level M. Okay. And in fact, if I denote for each I, pi the maximal parabolic subgroup, which is the following. And if I set pi k to be the set of elements inside, this is gamma zero something, this the set of elements with integral elements inside the parabolic subgroup which reduce inside the ln of OK, which reduce to the parabolic subgroup. But now we can use the splitting principle on families of canonical subgroups. to see that for M, the level in the tower greater than K, the level of the canonical subgroup, we've got a splitting over all M. Of some u, I, small m, big m, okay. But this is indexed by subgroup which are free of rank I, submodule which are free of rank I. And this is an equivariant decomposition. And in fact, this space is induced, that is to say, and the stabilizer of one connected component component is some parabolic integral version of the parabolical subgroup. And thus, we run this, as this is a parabolically induced space. And here, M equals the canonical. And this, in fact, this you get on this, you get an action of P Y K. This on the limited tower, you get an action of DLN of OK, and of the ring of integer of division algebra of a variant 1 over N, I denote it by D. This is stable under this. And in fact, if we one works over the at the level of Rapoport-Banach spaces, this is what can verify that in the limit, when k goes to the infinity, this is stable under pi I k times d star. One needs to go to the limit, but because when to define this action, one needs to take some isogenies. Okay. Now, let's come to the application. The first is the following. I don't understand. You want me to? Yes. Yes, this is a splitting of the boundary. Sorry? Yes, yes, the same as before. Yes.
The point is that on the boundary, these states are, so to speak, induced by the corresponding parabolic.
Yes, exactly. Like in Boyer's trick. This is the same, like in Boyer's trick. Good. First chapter of Harris and Taylor. We don't know. Okay. And take some row. Some irreducible representation smooth of D star, but this is finite dimensional. And one can look at the contribution of rho inside the compactly supported cohomology. Okay, I don't go into the detail, but of the Rapoport-Banach spaces. I denote this by H Q of rho. So this is a representation of DLN of K times some Weyl group. But thanks to Harris and Taylor, we know that this realizes the Jacquet-Langlands correspondence times the local Langlands correspondence. The Jacquet-Langlands correspondence here and the local Jacquet-Langlands correspondence here and the local Langlands correspondence here. And that for supercuspidal representations, this can occur only in middle degree. That is to say, n minus 1. this using this method, one can prove the following by only purely local methods, no Shimura varieties, no automorphic representation, but using the boundary stratification, one finds the following. First, the compactly supported cohomology of the tower injects the cuspidal part of the compactly supported cohomology injects into the cuspidal part of the wall cohomology. One can define this only for a connected component of the Rapoport-Young space. Those are finite dimensional, finite level. And then, this implies that the Poincaré duality pairing is perfect on the super cuspidal part. That is to say, with the notation of before, if I look at the super cuspidal part of HQ of rho, and I look at the Poincaré pairing, this is perfect. As a corollary, one obtains what an answer to a question that was raised by Michael Harris at the International Congress this summer. If you say a local proof of the fact that if Jacques Langlands de rho is supercuspidal, then HQ of rho equals zero for Q different from the middle degree. That is to say, this is a purity of a supercuspidal representation. As another corollary, one obtains that using now Harris and Taylor combined with this, sigma L is the local Langlands correspondence, the analytic version. This is autodual. The symplectic if N is 0 mod 2 and orthogonal if N is 1. And thanks to this, you can prove the conjecture of Prasad, the dependra Prasad, which links the type of autodual representation of division algebra and of their Langlands parameter. By the type, I mean whether it is orthogonal or symplectic. Okay. This proves the conjecture for special division algebra of invariant 1 over n, and for representation, the image by the Jacques Langlands correspondence is supercuspidal. Okay. And I think that one can prove this is in progress. This, one can finish the program Matthias Strauch, which is the following, to prove by purely local method that if Jacques Langlands of rho is supercuspidal, then HQ of rho is Jacques Langlands of rho times some Galois of dimension n, if Q equals n minus 1 and 0 is different from n minus 1. Then the point is to use some Lefschetz formula on some integral model of the Lebesgue space, and using what the remark I gave after the proposition in the section on splitting of families of canonical subgroups, that is to say, after some blowing up, we can construct integral models which split at the level of the Zariski topology and not anymore at the level of Riesz topology. As for the points, you use some Lefschetz formula. For the points which are not on the boundary, you can use some theorem of Fujiwara. And on the boundary, the fixed point will be tautologically trivial, because the elements will permute some components of this induced space. Okay, I can go into the detail, but I've not verified all the technical problems, as it is still in progress. Okay, I will stop there.